It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So we are concluding the Come Follow Me for this week in Jacob chapter 7. I really think Jacob thought he was going to be done in Jacob chapter 6 because he literally ends with, "Oh, be wise, what can I say more? You know, and I'm out." And you look at Jacob chapter 7. Now, this is actually a very, very important chapter in the development of the Nephites. You go to verse number 1. All it says is just some years had passed away from Jacob sharing the olive tree allegory. So he's an older man right here. And we are introduced to a guy by the name of Sherem. You click on it right there and it says false prophets. So this is very relatable to anyone out there who encounters individuals who are trying to destroy your faith. And you're going to see how well he handles this. Verse number 2. It came to pass that he, the Sherem, began to preach among the people to declare unto them that there should be no Christ. And he preached many things which were flattering. That is a very telling characteristic of an Antichrist in the Book of Mormon. He's always very flattering unto the people. And this he did that he might overthrow the doctrine of Christ, remembering that the doctrine of Christ, as found back in 2 Nephi 31, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, receiving the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. Any Antichrist will try to throw down people's faith. He'll try to throw down people's desire and need for repentance, and also the need for covenants and ordinances as well, and that idea of enduring to the end. An Antichrist will try to take out that doctrine of Christ. He labored diligently that he might lead away the hearts of the people, insomuch that he did lead away many hearts. And he, knowing that I, Jacob, had faith in Christ, who should come, he sought much opportunity that he might come unto me, which is always scary to be able to see that happen, right? Someone who is faithful, you might have an Antichrist come after you. He was learned. He had a perfect knowledge of the language of the people. He sounded really good. He could use much flattery, much power of speech, according to the power of the devil. This guy probably had the coolest podcast out there trying to drag down members of the church and their faith, right? We see them today. They are out there. Verse number 5, he had hope to shake me from the faith, notwithstanding the many revelations and the many things which I had seen concerning these things. For I had truly seen angels. They had ministered unto me. And also I had heard the voice of the Lord speaking unto me in very word from time to time. And I love this statement. Wherefore I could not be shaken. So he's coming along to try to shake Jacob from the faith. And Jacob refers back to those things that he knows. You know, kind of a nod to Elder Holland's talk from years ago, Lord, I Believe, where he talked about how when you don't know certain things, you hold on to the things that you know. Even more recently, Elder Neil L. Anderson said this in 2020. Along with the peaceful direction we receive from the Holy Ghost, from time to time, God powerfully and very personally assures each of us that he knows us and loves us and that he is blessing us specifically and openly. Then, in our moments of difficulty like this, the Savior brings these experiences back into our mind. I love how Jacob just kind of outlines in verse 5. It's like, look, there are many things that I have seen, and he starts outlining them. Back to Elder Anderson's quote, embrace your sacred memories, believe them, write them down. I promise you that as you willingly acknowledge and carefully treasure the spiritually defining events in your life, more and more will come to you. Heavenly Father knows you and loves you. So I love how Jacob is embodying this idea right here. He's like, look, I had all of these things happen. Therefore, I could not be shaken. So when Sherem comes along and he says, brother Jacob, I have sought much opportunity that I might speak unto you, for I have heard and also know that thou goest about much preaching that which ye call the gospel, the good news, or the doctrine of Christ. And he goes in and he tries to really get Jacob in all of this. But verse number 8, behold, the Lord God poured in his spirit into my soul insomuch that I did confound him in all his words. In fact, there's a great video that the church put together about this whole storyline of watching Jacob and Sherem's interaction. And I love the way Jacob, with the power of the Spirit, is able to conquer Sherem and all of his Antichrist ideas. Now, one of the cool things in this chapter, you go to verses 10 through 12, and it literally gives you and I how to overcome the deception that is out there, because there's so many voices. Like I said, so many podcasts, so many influencers, and so many individuals who are trying to share messages with you. This is a good test to be able to follow. Verse number 10, I said unto him, believest thou the scriptures? He says, yea. And I said unto him, then ye do not understand them, for they truly testify
sanctify of Christ. Behold, I say unto you that none of the prophets have written nor prophesied, save they have spoken concerning this Christ. Verse number 12, and this is not all. It has been made manifest unto me, for I have heard and seen, and it also has been made manifest unto me by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore, I know that if there should be no atonement made, again, this is several hundred years before it even happens, all mankind must be lost. So the three tests, and I've got this in my notes and my scriptures right here, the three tests to avoid being deceived. Number one, the scriptures and how they testify of Jesus Christ. Number two, the prophets of God, how they testify of Jesus Christ. All you got to do is just go back to this last weekend and search through the conference talks, and you see how well these men and women testified of Jesus Christ. I love that. And then the third one is the Holy Ghost, making sure that you keep the Holy Ghost as an essential part of your life. If you are able to go through those three things and keep those three things solid in your life, your relationship with the scriptures, your relationship with prophets and apostles and their testimonies of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, you're going to be just fine. And you will be able to conquer those antichrists that are out there. In fact, you go down to verse number 25, and this is where the Lamanites are starting to really, really come after the Nephites, and they're warring against them. Wherefore, the people of Nephi did fortify against them with their arms and with all their might, trusting in the God and the rock of their salvation. Wherefore, they became as yet conquerors of their enemies. Now, the interesting thing about the story of Sherem is Sherem doesn't always have to be just a guy out there, some smarmy podcaster who knows all the right words and things like that there. Sherem can also be situations in our lives that are causing us to lose our faith. It can be trials that are coming up in our lives. It can be some kind of difficulty that is testing our faith. And what do? You go back to those things that you know. We've seen this so many times in scriptures where people go back to what they know. And as they do that, they don't focus on the things that they don't know. They don't focus on the things that are struggling with their faith. They go back to the things where they can increase their faith. President Nelson said this in a recent conference, difficult days are ahead. Rarely in the future will it be easy or popular to be a faithful Latter-day Saint. Each of us will be tested. The Apostle Paul warned that in the latter days, those who diligently follow the Lord shall suffer persecution. It's like Sherem coming after Jacob because he knows that he has faith. That very persecution can either crush you into silent weakness or motivate you to be more exemplary and courageous in your daily lives. I love the way Jacob teaches you and I to be able to be courageous in the face of those things, those Sherems out there that are trying to destroy our faith. And as we stay close to those basics of the scriptures and the prophets and the Holy Ghost, we're going to be okay. I can testify to you that that is true.
If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.